Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Parks and Reese, we're back. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's pickup or delivery on game day or any day. All of your favorites, click a DoorDash or Uber Eats. Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Philadelphia Flyers. All right, your final chance to win $1,000 is right now. Text the word HEALTHY to 72881. Text the word HEALTHY to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter wins $1,000. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. HEALTHY to 72881. Good luck in your final opportunity to win $1,000. We'll have it back again soon at some point. We always do. As we welcome in, we always bring Elliot back as well. Elliot Short Parks, our Eagles reporter and the co-host of the Go Birds podcast. Elliot, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
ESP.
You trying to take my job? What is this that's going on, Jack? You're going to have to fill me in on this.
I mean, Elliot's been taking down the afternoon show shifts. We did one this week, did one last week. I mean, sources are swirling that maybe Elliot's trying to angle for a job here.
Well, Elliot, I was able to listen to you on, I guess it was a week ago today, on Friday, and it sounded great. I mean, it, you know, you always, you're fun to beat up on and yell at when you're listening in the car or whatever. So I think that works. That works well.
Maybe Ike's the one trying to take your job, right? He was driving the car that day. It was I was happy to be able to sit in.
Did you have a shift or is it coming up?
I did this past Wednesday night. I was a solo shift for the first time and since the old studio, actually. So it was fun. It was harder than I remembered, but it was a lot of fun.
All right. Look at Elliot.
I'm trying.
Growing. The kids are growing up. Love it.
Trying.
Elliot, do you believe, and I believe that you are in support, you're in support of trading back up to try to get back into the top 10. In favor of it? I mean, there's reports linking the Eagles to doing that. It makes sense. Maybe that third round draft pick is what you'd have to give up to get up to 9. You think the Eagles are doing it? And would you be interested?
I would absolutely be interested. I mean, look, when they had the number 6 pick, I think we're all on the same page of this is their chance to get one of the elite level prospects. And I think at number 12, they should still be expected to find a Pro Bowl day one instant starter, right? Like, we're not talking about them trading all the way down to the 50s. So they should still be expected at 12 to get one of those guys. But if the board breaks their way, and let's say 4 quarterbacks go with the first 4 picks, and then the Bengals do address the offensive line and go with Penei Sewell, and you're sitting there with Ja'Marr Chase still there, Kyle Pitts still there, I would consider moving up to number 7, and you're guaranteed one of those two guys. I don't think it's going to cost as much as people might think. I think you could probably do it for a third or maybe a future second or something like that, and then you end up with one of those guys. Plus, you have that first-round pick next year. So if they can pull that off, I mean, that would be some excellent maneuvering by them.
See, the one reason why I don't mind staying at 12, and I agree with you, Elliot, I think it what's going to happen is, and it's kind of why we were all asking, why didn't you wait till draft night to move from 6 down to see what's out there? But, you know, I wonder if they're okay with a guy like 9 comes up and they know that there's probably a good chance they're getting Horn or they're getting – Patrick Surtain or one of the wide receivers, right? It becomes a numbers game at that point. If they like four players and there's four picks until they're picked, they know they're going to get one of them. I like the idea of taking that third and going from 37. I've seen the Bills being linked as a possible destination for the Eagles to get back up in the third, into the first round at pick number 30. So I like the optionality, as Sam Hinkie used to say, of being able to take that third round pick, get back in the first round. So now you're getting a guy that is a first round pick. Maybe it's a wide receiver. Maybe it's another cornerback, right? Like, I wouldn't hate that idea. So I actually like the idea of saving the pick and trying to move back up in the first round.
Yeah, I think that would work out well, too, if you sit there at 12. I mean, you mentioned it best. They have a ton of options right now. They have the most picks in the draft with 11, and I think they should be aggressive. I don't have a lot of interest in doing it. I don't think they should, of adding 11 rookies to this roster. Like, right. I would package picks where you can. If that's, you know, packaging 2-6 to move up in the fourth, if it's moving up in the fifth, it's, as you mentioned, moving up back into the first round, because not only then you get, you know, presumably a better player, but you get that fifth-year option for whoever that might be. So with 11 picks and then, you know, picks in future years, you can be aggressive there too, because since you have three first-round picks presumably next year, that second-round pick in the 2022 draft, you know, it's nice to have, but it's not as valuable when you're picking three times in the first 32 picks. So I think you could use future picks as well to really get aggressive, and I expect them to do that.
Yeah, I think the big key here for us, Elliot, which we certainly aren't privy to right now, is that it's hard to figure out who the Eagles sort of love in this draft. Who are they targeting? Because there are so many positions that need to be filled, and there's a logical sort of or plausible explanation as to why you would go O-line or corner or wide receiver, right? Like, because there's a certain need there. Just can't put my finger on exactly what the Eagles are thinking right now is their number one need.
So I think the player they're targeting is Jalen Waddle. And when you look at the timeline of the events of what happened, the Giants went and they signed Kenny Golladay, right? And then a few days later, the Eagles trade back to 12, because at that point, they probably thought, all right, well, the Giants aren't going to take a receiver anymore, so Waddle's probably going to fall, because Jamar Chase is going to be the only receiver inside the top 10. Maybe Devonta Smith or Waddle goes to Detroit at 7, but I don't think that's going to be the case. So after Kenny Golladay went to the Giants, I think they felt comfortable trading back and thinking they could still get their guy Waddle at 12. But now, I don't know if that's so sure. When you look at Waddle kind of rising up draft boards, it looks like people are hiring him than they used to be. I'm wondering if maybe they're not trying to move back into the top 10 to try to get that shot at Waddle.
Wow.
Listen, my opinion is that just based on the way that the Eagles always operate.
They won't let me in the draft room.
If one of the two corners is there at 12, they take them.
They won't let me in the draft room, man.
But, I mean, listen, we'll see. I'd be excited if they got one of the top three wide receivers, too. I would. It'd be great.
I think that's where they're going. I really do. I think that they felt at 6. I mean, it was reported in the story when they traded down that they felt Jamar Chase was going to go 5. So, at that point, they couldn't get him at 6. So, I think what's happening is that they're targeting one of these receivers, and they thought initially one would get to 12. Now it's not so sure, and that's why they're going to try to move back up.
Well, I mean, they better hope that Chase isn't there at 6 then, because then if they draft a wide receiver at 12, Elliot, for me, it's all about they wanted that first-round draft pick next year. They are ready in case Jalen Hurts doesn't play well this year. They are ready to do what they have to do next year, whether it's a veteran quarterback, whether it's to move up in the draft. It was about moving back was about that first round draft pick and setting themselves up to be able to make a move next year. And by the way, maybe Jalen Hurts can play. Then they'll use, like you had said, that they'll have three picks. They're not going to use three picks next year, right? I'd be shocked if they use those draft picks. That's not Howie Roseman. That's not his domain. He's trying to make deals. He'll trade for a wide receiver if none of these guys develop. Maybe he was a first-round draft pick, but it's nice to have the options for sure.
I just view this as it would be a mistake. It would be a mistake. I just don't see
to
how
take the receiver.
Yeah, I just don't see how you constantly invest draft capital into a position that doesn't bear the fruit that you're looking for. It's not going to change. It's not going to make Jalen Hurts a franchise quarterback. Jalen Waddle is not going to change your offense and make it all of a sudden a dynamic, explosive offense. He is not that caliber of player. He just isn't. And well, so I just don't see why you invest another top pick in that diminutive receiving position from a guy that isn't going to be a volume catcher, a guy who doesn't put you over the top, and at a position where you can find receivers all up and down the draft board and bigger guys, red zone guys. I mean, there are so many other receivers that I can add to what Jalen Reagor is and some of these other guys. You are devoid of talent on the defensive side of the football. And it sounds good in April. And I'm not, this is not directed at you, Elliot. This is me pleading to the Philadelphia Eagles. You keep investing over there, and you're going to get to October, November, and December, and when you can't guard CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Terry McLaurin and Samuels and Evan Ingram and Kenny Galladay and everybody else, and Saquon is running up and down the field, and Zeke is running up and down the field. Yeah, guess what you're going to do? Put pressure on a second-year quarterback to put up 30 a game. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
I think there's a lot of truth in that.
With an old-ass offensive line that's battered and bruised, that the guys can go down at any moment. Good luck investing, continuously investing in a wide receiver position. Oh, by the way, where you got to spread the ball around and get it to everyone else. Zach is coming back. Dallas Goedert's in his free agent year. Jalen Reagor has to prove he's a first-round pick. Woo! How many catches is Waddle going to have every week? Like, what is he going to look like in the offense?
I'm on the same page with you as Waddle. I do not like Waddle as much as even Devonta Smith, and definitely not as much as Jamar Chase. So I am on the same page with you as Waddle. Now, that being said, a lot of people felt like last year if he was out, he might have been the top receiver taken. And if he doesn't injure himself this year, there's a possibility he is too. So our opinions aside, I do think Waddle is viewed as a difference maker. And ultimately, while I see your
He'd be a nice complimentary player. He'd be a nice complimentary receiver. I don't see a franchise wide receiver, number one wide receiver. I don't see that with Jalen Waddle.
I do not either. I'm just saying if they view him as that, you could see why they would have interest in adding that to their offense. But also – To the general debate of cornerback versus receiver, I see your point about helping the defense, and that does make life easier on the quarterback. But on the flip side of that, one thing that was said about Carson over the last year is he didn't have enough weapons around him. You got to give him help. And I do believe that ultimately, even taking Carson out of it, like the Eagles are going to turn around by being better on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think they have the talent there that maybe it seems like you do. I think they actually have more talent on defense when you look at the line, Darius Slay, Anthony Harris. I like Eric Wilson. Like, I do think they have talent over there, but at receiver, they have almost nobody. Like, they have Reagor, and that's it. So if I had a chance to add a receiver at number 12 or move up or however you're going to
I would have added Chase or Pitts.
Well, you could still do it if you move back up. That's what I'm saying. I would use the resource to get a receiver.
Okay. Now, if you're telling me you're going to get one of them, then okay. I see it, because those are true difference makers. Those are true number one offensive changing guys. I just see guys like Waddle and Smith. They're no difference than a Henry Ruggs. They're complementary receivers. They're the speed guy to the big possession receiver, the chain mover. The problem for the Eagles is they don't have any of that.
Yeah, and look, I think the scary part about this is it's going to come down to evaluations, right? Because we could think something about Waddle, but if the Eagles disagree, then clear they're going to go for it. But not just that, like, whoever they get, they just have to get a great player. You know, like, if they get a great corner, that is obviously going to help their team. You just have to make sure whoever it is, you have to hit on this pick no matter what. Like, you cannot have whoever this player is, he cannot be playing 12 snaps in week three, you know, and it's inactive in week four, those type of things. Like, he needs to be playing from
day
one, week one, and helping.
Yep.
Absolutely.
No, you're right. Elliot Short Parks. Elliot, did you used to have a pager? We're talking about notable 90s things. Were you old enough to have a pager?
No, that was a little before my time, I think. I never had a pager. I did always want, though, you guys remember those phones? They were like the flip, I think they were called Sidekicks, and the screen would flip up. And
yeah.
The T-Mobile Sidekicks.
Yep.
Yeah, the T-Mobile Sidekicks. Yep, I always wanted one of those. I was never able to get it, but that brings me, thinking of that brings me back to like my childhood 90s cell phones.
You had to put the Fave 5 in there, right?
Yep.
Is that the phone you had to put the Fave 5 in, like your favorite five people in?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
I didn't have a sidekick.
I didn't have one either. It's fake, but you can get one now, Elliot. You're famous
guys,
now. Just buy one now.
To get one. I saw you guys at that point must have been old enough to get one if you wanted. I still had to, you know, beg my parents to give me one when they were out, but you guys could have got one.
It just wasn't a manly phone, is the point.
No,
it wasn't.
No,
yes.
it was not.
Maybe it's not for me, I guess.
Elliot, you're doing Go Birds Radio tomorrow, 1-3?
Absolutely. 1-3 tomorrow with James Seltzer. Can't wait.
Check him out tomorrow. Elliot, see you, buddy.
All righty.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right, there he is. The rotating third host of the Marks and Mike show.
I'm going to keep this passionate plea going for the next 2 weeks.
Please.
Just damn, man. My goodness.
They're not going to take one offensive player.
Yeah, see, like when you say you don't need another Henry Ruggs, when you're talking about Waddle or possibly Devontae Smith, like that's what scares me, because like everybody loved Henry Ruggs because he ran a 4.3 last year, and then you saw him play. Like, listen, for a good team with a good quarterback, like outside of the injury issues which he has, he can be a valuable asset.
And by the way, he got injured last year.
I know he did, but he's not a number one receiver. Right. So if you're looking for a high volume number one receiver, you gave up that opportunity when you traded out of six.
And that's my only point. A guy like CeeDee Lamb, that's a guy who could be a high volume receiver. He's a big body guy. Right? Yeah. That's a guy that can be like Waddle is a specialist.
He's 5'10".
Yeah. And while he has a little more muscle to him than Devontae Smith, he's already coming off ankle surgery, an injury he missed half of last year. So you're already taking a player that has an injury history who's recovering right now. Is that what we want to do with the 12th pick?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that to happen. But
because the worst thing that can happen is he has a lingering ankle issue and he's never up to speed all year.
Yep.
Can't you hear it? Can't you see it? By the way, another reason why I want Patrick Surtain, as these cool players get to start wearing single digits, he gets to wear number 2.
It's perfect. It's open.
Yeah. And you know what? Jalen Hurts opened up. He took number 1, and now Patrick Surtain will be able to roll right in there and be number 2.
All right, let's reset with our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you shop for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, buy from the home team, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop local and online. Marks-Jewelers.com. If you were the Eagles, would you look to trade up, as the Eagles now are being linked to trading back up into the top 10, and secure the player you want, or leave the options open and go forward at 12? Trade up or stay at 12? And right now, a lot of votes, 54-46 saying stay at 12. So a lot of people want to stay at 12. Ike's ready to move up and get your guy.
Get your guy.
215-592-9494. Also, something notable from the 90s. And, Ike, we've gotten a ton of response to this, just people that are tweeting their starter jackets at us.
Love it, man. Yep. Got me. I got one. You see my starter. No, you haven't seen it in person, have you? I got my Michigan State starter jacket.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Got that. Got the old school script state written across it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't bring that out very often. I got to keep that.
Yeah, no, that's a special occasion.
Yeah. When I'm rolling back to Michigan State in 2045, I'm going to have that bad boy on.
Man, you'll be old as hell wearing that.
With 2045, what is that, 24 years from now?
Yeah.
I'll still be all right. Yeah, I'll still be going to homecoming.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see if you can get off taking weekend shifts down here at WIP to go out there. But yeah.
I'll be doing the weekend shifts then.
Yep.
Let's go back to the phones. Lou, our buddy Lou in Denver. Lou. How are you?
Hey, guys. Can I get some Ike juice?
What's up, Lou?
It's a Friday. Give it to him.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. That feels better. Hey, John, prayers up for you and your family, man.
Oh, thanks, Lou. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. This is a tough question. I would say I would definitely, if one of the corners is off the board at 9, I would probably try to move up, because I think they do need a corner. I just don't want anyone at 12 with any risks. Just get someone with a very, very high floor. If Waddle has injury issues, Smith is too small, I don't know. That's why Surtain would be really good. I think just put him in, slot him in. He's there for the next 10 years. That's how I would go.
And the one thing with J.C. Horn is that he is he has a really high ceiling, but he also is he's the raw of the two. He's more raw, but he's got all the physical attributes. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely cornerback 2 in this draft. And Ike, think about it, it goes to their evaluation. So we have to trust their evaluations, right? Like, you don't get to look at them.
I'm trusting my evaluation.
Right, exactly. Unfortunately, they're the ones that are making the picks.
Yeah, I don't get to make the pick though. Yep.
You don't.
if they went offensive line, that wouldn't be terrible, just because I know a lot of people were saying you want to evaluate Hurts in this year and give him a good chance. I think having a solid offensive line gives a better evaluation than just having another receiver. And if you keep Ertz this year, I would love to see him back this year, just one more year. I don't know if it's going to happen, but
doesn't it seem like it's going to happen?
I hope so. I mean, I love the guy. You can use him this year.
Notable 90s. What you got?
Did anyone say Zubaz pants? Those are pretty cool. Remember those?
Yeah, Jody Mack used to wear them. They did.
I had a pair. I don't know. That was way back when, but
I think proud to say,
parties, they would be a hit at those 90s parties. But
thanks for taking
my call, guys.
You can buy them today. You can buy Zubas. You can still get them online. I am proud to say I've never put on a pair of Zubas.
I don't believe I have either. Although I do remember them, and we get those guys at the pregame show.
The Zubas.
Did you see them? Did you see them this year? Yeah.
Hold on.
You know them, John?
Always.
Yes, I know them. One of them is a former colleague of me that used to work at one of one of my former sister stations.
Okay.
And it's his buddy. Oh no, believe me, I have their business card and everything. The Zubas brothers are amazing.
I see them every home game.
They have Zubas, Eagles starters jackets, fake mullets,
yep,
everything. Yeah, they're awesome. They're the best. Jody Mack used to wear Cowboys Zubas pants. Like if you went to a
Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, he was a Cowboy fan.
Let the Bronco bust.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, he was a Cowboy fan.
Let the Bronco sit.
On the air, he was a Cowboy fan.
What?
What, Mac and Mac and solo Jody Mack was a Cowboy fan.
How many
yes.
Cowboys fans did we have around here?
Hell?
We had Howard, we had Jody. I mean, come on.
So I think it was like he was the Jets were his, like, obviously he's from New York. So
yeah, I was
like going to
say,
Jets.
I thought the Jets was his team. Yeah.
But maybe the Cowboys were his second team, but he loved that star. I don't know if it was a bit that he was doing, but he was, how about them Cowboys?
Wow.
And he had Cowboys Zubas pants, I believe.
I did not know that.
Jody Mack.
Wow.
Yeah, Howard,
I got to start reevaluating how I'm looking at some of these guys here, man.
but you notice the difference now. You would never have a Philadelphia Cowboy fan as a host on the air, right?
Spike would never have that.
No,
because Spike's a Philly guy. But also, like, the Twitter reaction would just be
people
meltdown.
Wouldn't be able to handle it. Yeah.
Well, it would be way too much.
I mean, some people accuse you, John, of being a Cowboy fan.
I know.
Who could forget that?
He had a Dak thing going on for a minute there.
Well, he ended up being right.
He didn't. it was more at that point. It was more about you're overrating how good Carson Wentz is. Dak's just as good. At that point, it was. But then I did feel dirty about it. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls. Do you want the Eagles to stay put at 12, or you want them to trade up and get their guy? And something notable from the 90s. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Also on this date, 18 years ago, a legend retired right here in our town. We'll get to that as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about Guide to Door and Window for a second, because I'm a guy to customer. I got a storm door right when I moved in this house about 3 years ago. We had some windows replaced right when I moved in. And then I guess a year ago, I had in my family room, there's a, you know, it's a custom made window that you have to get in the, and listen, they took care of it. They got it right away. They came out, they looked at what we were talking about. They said, all right, I know exactly what we need. They got it done. And if you're looking for windows right now, now's the time to go Guida, because they're offering their best discounts of the year. Buy one, get 50% off. So you can mix and match the savings, right? So let's say you need a door. A storm door, you get half off a garage door. Let's say you need a front entry door, you get half off a storm door, right? You can mix and match the savings. If you need a window, you get 50% off another window. So you buy one, you get the second at 50% off. So if your entire home needs new windows and doors, you get 50% off half of your project. And interest-free financing for up to 18 months. That's the way to do it. So you know you have, listen, we need new windows and doors. Get it, get these great savings, and pay it off without interest over the course of 18 months. But you have to act now. Limited time only offer. Restrictions do apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.